Hickory B. Hop, a bug book written by Stephen Cosgrove. Another book from bookpop.com. Dedicated to Aiden Arroyo, a buglet with an extraordinary imagination. No matter his choice of career, he will succeed because he does indeed have focus and dedication. As you lay on a bright spring day in a warm but windy place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs. That's all. The land of more than small is filled with both old and new. Tall, old trees stand guard over the seedlings in the forests of clover and thistle pine. Sometimes old trees are cut down to make room for the new ones. The logs are hauled down old roads to T-Tom's timber mill on the western side of the Twisty River. Here the logs are milled into lumber. These wooden boards are then used to build new houses and such in the tiny town of Bugville. Hammers ring as bug workers pound shiny nails into new wooden walls. Builder bugs rush about hither and thither, building this and that all over Bugville. Truly, Bugville is a wonderful place for bugs to live. One of the young bugs who liked to watch the new construction was Hickory B. Hop. Hickory would watch a bit of this, and then he would watch a bit of that. He would flit back and forth between here and there. For you see, Hickory B. Hop didn't like to sit still for too long in one spot. It was hard for him to concentrate, to keep his mind on one thing. Besides, Hickory thought he might miss something somewhere else. This flittering about caused Hickory a lot of problems. Every afternoon, right after school, Hickory Hop tried to sit at the kitchen table to do his homework. He would start to study, but every day was always the same. Something would distract him, like kids playing outside, and off he'd go. Most of his books lay unopened, buried in the kitchen clutter from his after-school snack. Because Hickory never finished his homework, he got terrible grades. He'd bring home his report card, and his mother and father would just shake their heads. Mr. and Mrs. Hop weren't sure how to help their son. They knew he was smart, but they couldn't get him to stay focused. Hickory B. Hop couldn't even play sports without forgetting what he was supposed to do. He was on the bug ball team, but half of the time he forgot to show up for practice. One afternoon, Hickory was in right field while Bubba Big, the biggest kid in school, was at bat. As could be expected, Bubba smacked the ball high into the air, right toward Hickory. It should have been an easy out, but it wasn't. For you see, at that very moment, Hickory saw a brightly colored flutterfly flying by. He was just reaching up to touch the flutterfly when the bug ball landed at his feet. Thunk! None of his teammates could believe it. Led by the captain of the team, Skeeter Skidder, they all ran, hopped, and flew to right field. "What happened?" snapped Skeeter. "Miss Bugley could have caught that ball." Hickory Hop just smiled as the flutterfly fluttered away. "That's it," said Skeeter. "You're off the team. Every time we let you play, you don't pay attention." The other bugs agreed with Skeeter, but Hickory Hop didn't even notice. He had heard the musical tinkling of an ice cream truck and went running off the field. Now, Hickory B. Hop had a dream. More than anything in the world, he wanted to be a writer. He often imagined himself writing a great bug novel. Sometimes he even thought he might write a bunch of little bug books for little bug kids, but he never finished one of the stories that he started. One day, Hickory Hop stopped outside Doodles and Noodles, the everything store in Bugville. There in the window was displayed a brand new Busy Bee Computer. A sign on the side of the monitor read, "Busy Bee Computers help you finish what you start." "That's it," Hickory shouted. "I'll get an after-school job, save my money, and buy a Busy Bee Computer. The computer will finish what I have started." Excited as a young bug could be, Hickory hopped all over town looking for a part-time job. But Hickory Hop had big bug problems. Every bug in Bugville knew Hickory had never finished a single thing he had started. Hickory went from store to store applying for work. He applied here, he applied there, but no one would give him a job. He tried to get a job as a bag boy at Flitter's Fine Foods. Hickory could have had the job, but he didn't even finish filling out the application. Before he got to the last question, he was already thinking about other places he could work. Then Hickory just walked away with a dreamy look in his eyes. Hickory wandered around town, not knowing what to do. As he walked down Main Street, he noticed a sign hanging on the door of City Hall. The sign read, "Wanted. School-age bug to write reports and file papers. Long hours and cheap pay." It was signed by Hum Benezer, the Bugville city clerk. Hickory hopped inside the building and stepped into the office of the city clerk.
"Mr. Benezer, sir? I want to be a writer. In order to become a writer, I need a Busy Bee computer. I can't get the computer unless I earn some money. I really need this job."
Hum Benezer looked at the eager little bug. Despite the fact that he knew Hickory never finished anything he started, Hum Benezer gave him the job. Besides, no other bug had even applied. Hickory B. Hop was determined to change his old ways and bad habits. He wasn't going to let anything grab his attention and distract him. That Busy Bee computer was as good as his. Hum Benezer gave Hickory a long list of names that needed to be entered into the city computer. The names were to be typed in alphabetical order.
"This is going to be a snap," Hickory laughed.
"After all, computers finish whatever you start." Hickory B. Hop sat down at the computer and started to type. He would have finished for sure, but a little dust ball spider walked across the keyboard. The spider sat down beside the monitor and munched on a cracker crumb. Hickory was fascinated. He just couldn't stop staring at the spider. He watched it eat its crumb. He watched it wobble across the desk. He watched it spin a web. All of it was very fascinating. He had been sitting there for over an hour when Mr. Benezer asked if he was finished yet. Surprised, Hickory Hop looked at the blank computer screen. The computer had done nothing. Nothing at all. "It didn't work," sighed Hickory. "I thought the computer would finish what I started." Old Hum Benezer shook his head and muttered, "A computer won't finish anything that you don't finish yourself. The names won't enter themselves into the computer." He patted Hickory on the shoulder and added, "Your work won't get done until you make yourself do it. If you want to buy a computer, you are going to have to do this job. Better make up your mind." Then the old bug went back to his desk, leaving Hickory sitting all alone. Hickory B. Hop had a big decision to make. "I'm not going to give up," Hickory promised himself. This was one time he was going to finish what he started. It wasn't easy. Over and over again, when he felt like quitting, he would try harder and keep on typing. One by one, he entered the names into the computer. Every name he typed was one name he didn't have to type again. The more he paid attention, the more he got done. Finally, hours and hours later, he finished typing the last name. Like the sign had promised, Hickory didn't make much money for doing the job, but it was just enough money to buy a slightly used Busy Bee computer at Doodles and Noodles. More important than the money he had earned was the sense of pride he felt. Hickory had proven to himself that he could finish what he started. Now all he had to do was to get started on his first bug novel. If some things easily distract you, and you don't finish what you begin, remember a bug called Hickory, and do things beginning to end. If you wish to hear more stories by Stephen Cosgrove, visit bookpop.com.